You're listening to the weekly radio concert series, Live and Local, events recorded in Waldo County, Maine. In this case, we're hearing a concert by national Scottish fiddle champion Sean Healy, recorded May 19th, 2022 in Searsport. He's accompanied by Beth Patterson. At this point in the concert, Sean is changing from fiddle to the Irish harp, an instrument he's recently learned to play during the pandemic, and Beth Patterson is going to accompany him on the bass.
So this is going to be a set of tunes. Well, it's a tune that Irish musicians will be very familiar with called Plainsty Fanny Power by Turlough O'Carolan, the famous blind Irish harper. William Butler Yeats wrote lyrics to it, and they're very dark, but the tune is very happy. So I was like, you know, let's change this up a little bit. So it's going to be a little different than you're used to hearing. It's instead of G major, it's going to be G harmonic minor. And then, yeah. So really great for the harp. It sounds awesome on the harp. And then it goes into a Scottish Gaelic song that was around the time of the mid-1700s when the Jacobites were getting ready to have their second rebellion with the coming of Bonnie Prince Charlie over from France to try to help them out. So the Gaels were really looking forward to this time because they thought that their prince could help them reestablish Scotland on the throne. And unfortunately, that did not happen very well in their favor, but there was lots of beautiful songs written during that time, and they're often referred to as songs of the 1745. So this is one that's literally just translates to Oren Eleven Frionse, which means another song for the prince.
Should I tell a joke while you're getting situated?
Yeah.
I've been living in New Orleans longer than in any other place, but a lot of my family is from Louisiana, from the Deep South, and we were talking about the differences between coming up this way and the similarities, and it made me think of this joke about JT, Billy Bob, Cletus, Zacharias, decides he wants to go take himself an exotic vacation, comes up here to New England. He's hanging out with some of them bars, trying to chat up one of them little pretty little college co-eds. He says, where, he sees this one girl, says, where do you go to school? She says, Yale. He goes, where do you go to school?
Thank you. smid ruskat små emotions mig jag gör om du håller min prinsen inte gå vi klara i
So next, we're going to invite our great, wonderful, talented Owen Kennedy up here. Invite him up. Owen and I first met at the Acadia Trad School, I think, in 2019. And then we saw each other at various fiddle events and things. And then he decided he wanted to take some lessons from me online because he got a scholarship through Acadia. Because he's that good. And we started working together on Zoom during the 2020 time. And then he went on to win the 2021 U.S. National Junior Scottish Fiddle Championship. He is the main U.S. National Champion, you know what I mean? Get it?
Where do you go to school?
Yeah. Owen and I, we, as Chrissy said, we did a tour, a little mini tour around Maine last October. We had a lot of fun. This set we're going to play for you is one that's on one of my records back there. It's called Homeport, and it's three Scottish jigs. The first one is called Drummond Castle, nice old, very old tune. We're going to give it a nice Scottish slow jig treatment. It's almost like a march, really. And then we'll go into a jig called The Drover Lads, and then The Gathering, which is a wonderful pipe tune. So a couple of Scottish jigs for you with Owen. Woo!
Thank you.
so this next set of songs, it's an interesting genre that you find in Scotland called Porchtabiel, and it literally means tune on the mouth or of the mouth. And what that means is sometimes there'd be a dancer that wanted to dance right then, and you didn't have a chance to go get your fiddle or your bagpipe, so you needed to know a few of this genre of songs, which in Ireland they might have just gone, you know, something like that. But in Scotland, they actually have lyrics that go with them, and they're very serious. You know, there's one that's like, which means I like potatoes with butter. So very serious subjects. There's another one. I have new shoes tonight. That's another great one. So there's loads of these wonderful songs. So this next set of three tunes are kind of girl themed. The first one is Mórek's Wedding. So Mórek is a name, and all about her wedding and how beautiful she looks and how everybody's dancing around, from the grandfather to the grandmother to the milkmaids and the servants. Everybody's dancing around and having a good time. And then the next one is about the Cailleach, which is the old hag. Kind of could be a regular old woman, or it could be the spirit, the Cailleach, who is in the springtime a green goddess, young, youthful, and in the winter she turns into an old hag. So it could be that, I'm not really sure, but it translates roughly to the feathers from the cockerel's comb and the pullets. Something will be in Charlie's bonnet, and the old woman with the gold and all this stuff. So it's very interesting. And then the last one is about a girl named Karastione, and she's the daughter of Owen, and she went missing, and then she was found again, and everybody's happy and dancing a reel.
Hey, yo, she's kind of stinging, yeah.
With a march from Donegal, and then goes into a Strathspey written by Liz Carroll. Devil in the Kitchen before that. So Devil in the Kitchen, Miss Carroll's Strathspey, and then a couple of reels.
Thank you.
You're listening to Live and Local, a weekly program of concerts recorded in Waldo County, Maine, by Belfast Community Radio. We've been hearing Sean Healy, National Scottish Fiddling Champion, and his student, Owen Kennedy, who is from Maine, and their accompanist, Beth Patterson, from New Orleans, playing the Irish bouzouki. Back in the next hour with more from this concert.